I texted Mark Huell earlier today. He's the executive director for the Michigan High School Athletic Association. And with all the confusion and everything happening since last Friday, with regions being shifted back into other phases, then the Michigan Supreme Court rules that Governor Whitmer's orders since April 30th weren't valid, then you get local county health departments over the weekend saying they're going to enforce the orders. Then Governor Whitmer and the Department of Health and Human Services, a lot of back and forth on crowds. When will they be allowed in? On mask and what is going on? So I thought in terms of high school sports, I would bring in Mark Huell, executive director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association, as to what they're doing when it comes to high school athletes and masks and the ability to allow bigger crowds in. How you doing, Mark?
I'm okay, Bill.
All right, so what's the latest from the Michigan High School Athletic Association office when it comes to masks and crowds and how many people, when will they be allowed in with everything I just mentioned that's happened since last Friday? How has that affected your blueprint?
So first of all, to try and follow all of the ins and outs and ups and downs and what might happen and what might not, that's for others to follow more closely who have a legal degree and have a legal background. So to put this as simply as it is, the only thing that has essentially changed for us since last Friday is that the increases in crowd sizes, which was announced almost 2 weeks ago, those go into effect immediately. So as of today, October the 6th, for indoor events, schools are able to have 20% of their gym capacity, 25% up in Region 6, up to a maximum of 500 spectators for indoor events. And then when you take that outdoors, it's 30% of your seating capacity, up to a limit of 1,000. So the good news in all this is for all of our soccer games and football games this week, that the number of spectators has increased from 2 per participant. At most large places, you're going to be looking at 1,000 fans, which with the games that I've been at the first 3 weeks is going to be a significant increase. Same thing with volleyball and swim going on right now, that they're going to be able to increase from the 2 per participant spectator limit up to a maximum of 500 if the venue allows for that. In terms of the face coverings, the Health and Human Services executive order that came out yesterday maintained all of the face covering requirements for organized sports. I know that folks can argue and, well, it should be read this way or that way. Again, we're following what our legal counsel is telling us. We're following what our state agencies are telling us. So long story short, the only thing that has changed is good news. The spectator limits are going to increase, and instead of all of us waiting until Friday for that to happen under the governor's executive order, that now happened immediately as of today.
And that's some of the clarification that I know a lot of people were not aware of until I just heard that from you, Mark, that the back and forth and, okay, has this changed? Is it less? Is it more? And now the starting date, which would be today, that is the first that I've kind of had a solid explanation on that.
Yeah, so that again, there's plenty of negatives that we've all been able to find in life over the last 6 and 7 months. And the two things that are my daily focus is, one, what do we have to do today to continue to have high school sports in Michigan played and played safely? And then the second is, if there's opportunities for the limits that we started with, for those to be expanded and increased, that's all good news. And so what this has really shown is the first 6 weeks of fall sports, and now with football going into week 4 of their restart, we're seeing sports being played safely, and because of that, we're able to bump up the numbers indoors to 500 spectators and outdoors to 1,000. Yep, our kids in those three sports still have to wear a face covering, but we're still able to continue to play, and now we can continue to play in front of a few more people.
Now, can individual school districts still maintain no fans if they choose to?
Yeah, so we've got some districts, Bill, that just for ease of administration and being able to contact trace if there is a positive case, We've got some schools that are saying, no, we're gonna stick to the two spectator per participant limit. I know a few schools who are trying to expand it a little bit, but not go all the way to 1,000. What they're saying is for every participant, you get to get four tickets to an event. So essentially you're doubling with where you started, but not up to the upper limit yet. So no, schools have that flexibility because, size of facilities and venues may be a little different. Your local county health department, what they're doing might be more stringent, more lax than in other parts of the state. And so, that's the thing that we have in Michigan, Bill. Of our 748 high schools, we have tremendous diversity within our schools in a number of different ways. And depending on the part of your state that you're in, how your local authority and district may be handling that just a little bit differently. But again, the good news takeaway here is we're continuing to play and do it safely, and we can now do it in front of some more sets of eyes in the stands.
Mark Huell, Executive Director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association, is joining us here on the Huge Show across Michigan. Now, I have seen, there are certain school districts who are erring on the side of caution, canceling a game if they get a COVID-19 positive test in their school. Any numbers when you look statewide, and I know there are a lot of high schools, a lot of teams with all the fall sports, including football. How has COVID-19 been connected to cancellations so far?
So the sport that we're tracking most closely is football, because that's the one full contact sport that we have in the fall. And after 3 weeks of games, week one, we had 98% of our football schools be able to play in week one. It was slightly down to like 97.5% were able to play in week two. And then last week, week three, we were at like 96.8%. So for the first 3 weeks of the football season, when you tack on two more weeks of full contact practices, so we're about 5 weeks into a restart, and we're seeing football schools in each of our 3 weeks, we're at 96% plus of those schools being able to play. And part of the reason why our numbers went down a little bit last week is up in Copper Country in Houghton County, they instituted, because their COVID cases were going up, countywide 2-week pause of all in-person education as well as athletics. So right off the bat, there were four high schools up in Houghton County that weren't able to play last week, not because even of a positive case in their school, but just because of the community spread, and the local authorities just wanted to kind of get a pause on things. So we're continuing to track that, Bill. We're not seeing any instances of team-to-team spread. I think if you want to, kind of look at the NFL, I think that shows as well. You know, the Tennessee Titans had the big outbreak this week, but what was interesting to me is the team that Tennessee played, even as these cases were expanding, the Minnesota Vikings, Minnesota didn't have a single player test positive. So, and again, it's a very small sample size, but one of the takeaways is it would appear from a distance in Tennessee's case that the COVID is going to spread when you're in the locker room together, or team meeting rooms together, or the weight room, or the cafeteria in the football facility, that, you know, if there were nearing 20-plus COVID cases of Tennessee, and this could be easily spread due to player-to-player contact in a game like football, you would think that the Vikings would be in a similar situation. So part of the challenge with COVID being a novel virus, there just isn't a lot of statistics and data in history out there of, well, here's what the virus is going to do, here are things that you should do. So we're just continuing to track our own data very, very closely each week, and continuing to make what we think are the best decisions to keep playing each and every week.
Mark, from all the fall sports at all Michigan high schools who are playing fall sports, who have returned to play, with the COVID cases, with the teams who haven't played, including the two-week pause for our listeners on WMPL 107.3 and AM 920 in Houghton, Hancock, and Calumet, have any kids, coaches, or support personnel for any teams, have they have to been hospitalized, or is anybody currently hospitalized because of COVID-19?
Not that I am aware of. And again, that's very anecdotal. Certainly, we might not get all of that information due to HIPAA and FERPA, but not one even whisper, Bill, of a student athlete, a coach, an official, anyone connected to any fall team. That's from a high school golf team all the way up to football and every other sport in between. Thankfully, and I'm knocking on every piece of wood here around me, that we have not heard of any definite cases, much less any anecdotal stories or instances that have reached our office, and hopefully we can have that continue.
Mark, thank you so much for the update. You and your team going back to March, doing some of the most amazing work I've ever seen from a sports group and association. Keep it up, and we'll stay in touch.
Thanks, Bill.
All right, Mark Huell, Executive Director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Stay up to date. It's fluid. It seems to be changing almost day to day. At MHSAA on Twitter, MHSAA on Facebook, and MHSAA.com. I'm glad we brought him on. I did not know that it begins tonight with the change in the orders from the Department of Health and Human Services and local counties, away from the governor's orders that were deemed to end by the Michigan Supreme Court. But it's still up to individual schools who may not allow more in, just to err on the side of caution, which everybody's been doing valiantly since March.